Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. I am Evangelist Todd T.C. Nelson. And tonight, Jesus and I are going to do a little thing different. We're going to take it back to one of our old shows we did when we first started, the Fighting Hour Gospel Music Show. And believe it, we are here live on blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom Radio. And this is our 1,699th episode. Amen. Now, if you're like me, this year has had some trying times. I mean, you think about it, all the shootings that's been going on, all the killing, senseless killings and robberies that's been going on. Lucifer and his fallen angels are always hard at work, trying to break our spirits and have us walk away from our lifeline, Jesus Christ. Jesus knows our spirits are crying out, and being the Savior that he is, he's come up with some songs that will encourage, give guidance, your faith, build your stand, sharpen your prayer, build stronger faith on Jesus Christ, and so much more. So if we play these songs in our hearts and remember what they song with, and remember what each song stands for, when demons attack, the meaning of these songs will play in our minds, so we can think of a song to sing that will remind us of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father God, we come to you in spirit and only in truth, Father God, first just to praise you, worship you, and give you glory and thanks, Father God. I'm giving you honor, Father God, and give you thanks for this day and all that has transpired. Always thank you, Father God, for allowing us to get through these days and defeating Lucifer and his everyday demons, Father God. I come now, Father God, asking you to denounce my soul, Father God. Allow yourself, pull yourself into me fully, Father God, so that what you have prepared for our people, Father God, we will receive it only through Jesus Christ, and will strengthen them, give them exactly what they're seeking for only through in Jesus Christ. Father God, we give you the honor, the praise, and only the glory. Father, we say yes unto you in Jesus' name, and amen, amen, and amen. Lucifer knows if the atmosphere is set with praising, worshiping unto Jesus, it kills his plans of deception, diversion, division, and discouragement. I mean that, and discouragement. These are the ways Lucifer tries to get us laid into his traps and getting us breaking our spirits. Lucifer plans to pull us away from Jesus with his lies, with his demons, the third of angels that sell with him, called the fallen, known as demons unto mankind. So, excuse me, brothers and sisters. So, for us, once again, we had a good meal tonight. I think the crabs are trying to snap back. So, our first song tonight not only teaches us how to set the right atmosphere, but also teaches us why we are created, as Martha Menzies teaches us with Glorious.
Come on, make a joyful noise in this house. Make a joyful noise. Come on, make a joyful noise.
And you hear the music playing, and you see the beat.
setting the atmosphere on fire. What? That's how we got to do it. We have to let Lucifer and his fallen know that this means war. And we know whose flock we belong to. As Psalms 95:6-7 speaks on. When Jesus opens your eyes to the knowledge that which is known of Lucifer and his fallen and his failing plans, Lucifer and his failing plans of attacks against us, we should have a thankful spirit and thank Jesus for it. As Chicago Mass Choir leaves us with, thank you, Jesus. Amen. When you remember, Jesus didn't have to do it, but he did. Read Hebrews 10:5. You got to say hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, somebody. Look, go and read Psalms 89:15-16. It speaks upon joy for the blessed. Amen? Amen. The day you realize through all the lies Lucifer has spread out about Jesus, that Jesus is real. Think on this. If Jesus wasn't real, why are you fighting against him? For we only fight against things that we know are real. Getting victory over your flesh is getting victory over Lucifer's temptations and influences. As Yolanda Adams leads us with victory. Amen. your side. You know you got that victory. Because you're having the victory over Lucifer's temptations and his influences only strengthens your faith, as Colossians 2, 6 and 7 speaks on. Jesus helps us in keeping our heads up when we are under attack. No matter what Lucifer is trying to do to you, through Jesus, we have the victory, as Yolanda Adams already told us that. And this should make us feel so good. As my man, Fred Hammond, tells Lucifer, with, I feel good. Come on now, Fred. Tell me what you're talking about. Amen.
Come on. Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody. Yeah,
I feel good, I know it.
Come on. On the inside, we'll show up on the outside. Come on.
You know I'm gonna thank him.
The happiness in my life, today it won't be denied. There'll be days we will feel down and blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey, if you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we can lift our voice and say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. On the inside, we'll show up on the outside. Come on. The happiness in my life, there won't be denied. Sing it. Come on. The joy I feel on the inside, we'll show up.
Having a made-up mind. something Lucifer does not want you to have. So no matter what he throw at you, the joy on the inside will be the joy that will show up on the outside. You see, this feeling comes from our new birth in Christ, as 1 Peter 1:3 speaks on. Now, for my brothers and my sisters, whom Lucifer has stolen this smile, for whatever situation it may be, my man Kurt Franklin is going to help you steal it back from Lucifer with I Smile. Keep my head up. Call it back.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up. A power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
I smile. Even though I hurt, see, I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
what you do?
I smile.
Come on and people. Detroit.
want you to be happy, but then you gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.
We should always keep our heads up, looking to the mountains from which our help comes, from which our help comes from. Let me slow down. They got me excited. I got my spirit up. I know it got me hyped. I know it got you hyped too. Amen. Because that's what the Holy Spirit will do. He guides us to the wonderful presence of God to the end, as Psalms 48:14 explains. Hallelujah. The one thing God made us to be is go-getters. In our BC time period, that's our before Christ, we did whatever it was to get our bills paid, from going to work to selling drugs. It didn't make a difference. A bill had to be paid, and he had to get it paid, and he just, you know, other way, you were going to do what it takes, especially if you had kids in your house. Yeah, I mean, kids need shoes, kids need to eat, kids need food. Kids got to go. Also, they got to get together for them. You were doing whatever you did. Like I'm saying, nothing stopped you from reaching your goal. Now, in our AC time period after Christ, we have learned to go after our blessings. Hallelujah. Because we know now, going after our blessings, we learn to worship God. As United Tenors sing, we worship you. Sister, the only way into God's presence is only through spirit and in truth. You see, when we learn to turn away from our free will, we learn that God's will is way better than our own. It's through obedience that brings this increase, as Deuteronomy 30:15-16 teaches us. Amen. When your faith, trust, hope, free will, and love grows stronger in Christ Jesus, your desires for God's words grows deeply. Let's say that again. When your faith, trust, hope, free will, and love grows stronger in Christ Jesus, your desires for God's words grows deeply. So when Lucifer's demons come to question your belief in what God says, tell them like my man Donnie McCarkin says, that's what I believe. What? Come on now, Donnie.
Deliver us.
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 Deli
over and over again. That's what I believe. You see, with deep-rooted belief in Jesus, build strong courage, as Joshua 1:9 speaks on. Now, when you think of superheroes, Spider-Man, Black Panther, Superman, the Hulk, yes, the Incredible Hulk's a superhero, even though he likes to smash things from out of his anger. But all these heroes need something. Spider-Man, Peter Parker, needed a radioactive spider to bite him to become inner Spider-Man. Black Panther needs to make the juices from his plant he drinks to give him the power of the panther. Superman, his planet was destroyed, coming to our planet, our sun gives him his power. And, of course, we all know that the Incredible Hulk, Bruce Banner, got his power from gamma rays. They all needed something. Because they all need to, that's what brings them from human to super. But their fight, excuse me, brother and sister, like I said, I'm really excited. If you got now, I know my spirit's feeling good. And then, because like I said, how these years been going on, and we really need something to bring us up. And I know right now Jesus is touching your spirit, and he's spiritually building you up. But when they all fight their enemies, it is humans that pay the price. They can help some, but they can't help all. But a real superhero don't do what they do. Let me say it again. A real superhero don't do what they do. And I'm going to let my man Kurt Franklin say it the best with love, fearing.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How could you see your life was the only gift I left for me? To be free. It's amazing with you. I win even if I do. Everything's working for my good for a way.
Come on.
He saved the day.
Woo.
He will come through.
You cover me. I appreciate it.
A mystery.
It's amazing how
your patience with me, God will never leave.
You don't give up on me.
Don't ever leave.
Help me.
Help me to be like you.
Like you.
No matter what I go through.
Hey.
Everything's working for my good for a way.
Let me tell you what he does.
He saved the day.
And he will.
He will come through.
Hallelujah. Church saying, come on.
Loving you,
Jesus loving you
will be the death of me.
It sounds crazy, don't it? Hey.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Let me tell you what it means.
More less of me.
That's why.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. But you,
Father,
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
I really mean it this time.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Jesus.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Let me tell you what it does.
He saved the day.
Come on.
He will come through.
He will let you down, but
he won't. That's not what superheroes do.
See, I will never find
no greater.
Count on Jesus, and when you can depend on him, knowing he will come through, that's a superhero. We should focus more on making God proud of us. With Jesus' great love, we can do that, as Ephesians 2, 4, and 7 speaks on. Now, I know about now, like I said, you feeling that Jesus' spiritual build-up. You know how we know? I'm glad you asked the question. We can see you bobbing your head. Don't stop, because we ain't done yet. And this is the spirit we need to walk around with every day, setting an atmosphere that defeats demons by having a song in your spirit. Because when you have this, when the spirit of the Lord is in your heart, all you can do is dance, just like my man King David did. And as Fred Hammond sings, when the spirit of the Lord, amen. Come on now. You can feel it. Yeah, you can.
That's right. That's right. Put those hands together all over this place. Yeah. We come to praise him. We come to praise him and lift him up because he's worthy to be praised.
when you think of who can teach us on how to pray and call unto God, no one like King David, as he teaches us in Psalms 145:18-19. Go and read it. Right now, take a pause for the cause, and the cause is for any spirit out there, any soul that feels lost, anyone that knows that they need help under times of going under these attacks right now, that you're looking for that break, that spirit that will come and break on it, knowing that Jesus is that one. And Lucian was trying to stop me from reaching out. Reach out or call out right now. Just say that, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and cleanse me of all my sins. I accept you as my Savior. Peace, Savior. If you accept that, then you are saved. We ask you to seek out a Bible-based teaching church that you will ask and pray for God in Jesus' name to send you to. And God will guide you from there. As of right now, we'll call on Brother Rob to give our announcements. Brother Rob, are you there?
Amen, amen, amen. We thank you so much, Evangelist Todd, for tonight's show. Greatly appreciate it. And the announcements goes as this, and please excuse the background on my part. This is Project Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode, no matter where in the world you are. We thank you so much. Whether you're listening to us online or you're listening to us via phone, we thank you for just letting your friends and family know that Purpose Kingdom Network is on the air. We thank you so much. And anytime we do a live broadcast, we're broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And anytime we do a live show, you can call in on the phone number 319-527-6091, and you can press the number 1, and you can talk to our host. We also do have a radio broadcast station where we are broadcasting 24 hours of musical content, which is pkn.com. So once again, please join us at pkn.com, where you can hear 24 hours of music of inspiration. And please don't, you know, feel free to invite your friends and family members to check us out at pkn.com, where you can just go ahead and listen to some music of inspiration. And also, don't forget to like us on Facebook at Purpose Kingdom, where you can see our upcoming shows, advertisements, and our upcoming events. So please feel free to just check us out at Purpose Kingdom at Facebook. And don't forget to like us. All right, and also with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for DTW Ministries with Reverend Aaron Williams. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us for DTW Ministries with Reverend Aaron Williams at 9 p.m. So don't forget, we'll be back right here at 9 p.m. with DTW Ministries with Reverend Aaron Williams. With that being said, don't forget to like us anywhere that you can listen to podcasts. Just look up Purpose Kingdom and just like us there, and that way you won't miss an episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. With that being said, that's the end of the announcements, and I'm handing the show back over to Evangelist Todd T.C. Nelson. Evangelist Todd, show's back in your hands.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you very much. For everybody who played into those announcements. Now, this next song is for those who love to praise Jesus. Jesus says, this one is for you, for my man, Hezekiah Walker, with every praise. Sing it to him. Sing it. What? Come on now.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
God.
Every praise.
y'all. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up and praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise.
Hallelujah. Every praise is to our God. And that is the truth. This is what Jesus is telling us. Everyone on the same page, praising and doing. This brings on long life through worship, obedience, prayer. We know wisdom flows from God, as Job 12:12-13 tell us. When we learn to walk in God's will, we become winners. All we do, for all we do for Jesus. So when Lucifer demons come knocking at your door, tell them, you can't stop me. I have Jesus on my side, and that's what makes me a winner. As Charles Jenkins sings, winning. Amen. That's right. Winners.
Good energy fills me. I feel the love. I know it's not me, it's from above. I'm overflowing, I feel the good. It's something on me strongly, if you feel me. Everybody throw your hands up and say, I feel the grace. I don't deserve it. It's just his pace. gone with the wind. His hand is on me, if you agree. Can't explain it simply. Go ahead and throw your hands up. I woke up this morning,
thank you, God,
to get it in. No, I'm not playing. This is my trend. No, I'm not perfect. I wanna get it right. So I encourage my own self. Turn left, focus on my own shelf. Reach for the top, don't stop.
Hand.
Yeah. I feel good. I'm so grateful. I feel good. I'm so thankful. I feel good. Man, I'm so blessed. I feel good. Hands up.
That's right, we always win it when we got Jesus on the side. See, this brings on peace, a peace of mind, and a rested spirit. Amen. As John 14:27 teaches us. Finally, with the wisdom of God, we realize that there's never a day. There's never a day we can go without Jesus. I know I can't go without him for a second, minute, or hour, just as United Tennis fills with never a day. Amen.
Some days
could live without it all.
Understanding of who Christ is, it's this understanding of who Christ is that makes a man or woman realize they need Jesus in everything they do. It's with this love that grows for Jesus that can make the rest of this year in victory, as John 14:21 speaks on this love. In closing, may the Spirit of Jesus Christ be the light in your darkness, setting an atmosphere of praise. Be blessed. Amen.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I
will not lose.
Ever wanna see me down, I will not lose.
Save me.